June 8th. Okay, I can finally finish the diary entry from yesterday. So, I was in that yoga class pretty much dying of embarrassment. Why? My yoga teacher gave us a minute to rest in this position called child's pose. It basically involves curling up in a little ball and silently crying into your yoga mat, begging for the torture to end. Not. I'll admit, I made that last part up about crying into your mat. Anyway, this was the first pose that actually felt comfortable. I even relaxed. But do you have any idea what happens when you relax in that position? Child's pose should come with a warning. I accidentally let out an enormously loud and long, well, I'll just put it this way. It kind of sounded like a 4,000-pound hippopotamus burping. Only mine wasn't a burp because it came out of the other end. And if that weren't bad enough, it happened while the room was completely quiet. I totally freaked out, and my mom did too. OMG, even Mackenzie couldn't keep up her phony Zen yogi act after that. She actually looked shocked, angry, and nauseated, all at the same time. I cringed as my face turned bright red. The teacher gazed at me sympathetically. "It's all right, dear," she said loudly. "In fact, it's a good thing. Passing wind just indicates you are relaxing important muscles." OMG, I couldn't take it anymore. I mumbled an excuse about needing to use the restroom and rushed out of the class. "Congratulations!" the teacher yelled after me. "Your bowels are happy and healthy." The last thing I wanted or needed was for the teacher to discuss the condition of my bowels, especially in front of Mackenzie Hollister. Mom came out a minute later, her face still flushed and covered with sweat. "I'm sorry, Mom," I muttered. "You can finish the class if you want. I'll just wait out here." Mom gave me a weak smile as we watched the front desk lady light more incense. I couldn't help but wonder if it was to get rid of the smell of my, stinky situation. "I think we've both had enough yoga for today," Mom said, squeezing my hand. "Come on, let's go." We walked out of the dim studio into the bright sunshine and gulped the fresh air. Mom checked the time on her cell phone. "We've still got a half hour before we have to pick Brianna up from her ballet class. So, why don't we grab a scoop of ice cream?" The ice cream shop next door to the yoga studio is definitely my kind of place. No incense or snooty ladies judging me. And best of all, no Mackenzie Hollister. Just bright colors, loud pop music, and so many sugary sweet toppings, I get hyper just looking at them. But I still couldn't shake the awful feeling of what had just happened back at the yoga studio. I mean, it would have been bad enough in a room full of strangers, but in front of Mackenzie? I could just imagine all the nasty things she was going to post on social media. Very soon, Everyone at my school was going to be gossiping about me and laughing at me. OMG, what if my crush, Brandon, sees it? Before I knew it, big, fat tears were rolling down my cheeks. Oh, sweetheart, my mom sighed as she pulled me close and gave me a big hug. I think this calls for a super deluxe hot fudge sundae with extra whipped cream. She ordered, and I tried to stop being so upset. I just hate when Mackenzie makes me feel like that. Did I ever tell you about the time I threw up on my prom date? My mom asked, obviously trying to change the subject as we walked to a table. Mom, no way! I gasped. She explained how she'd eaten some bad shrimp at the fancy restaurant before prom and then vomited all over her date during their first slow dance. You actually threw up on your prom date? I giggled. Did you transfer to a new school after that? Wait, I bet your prom date transferred to a new school after that. I would have. I have to admit, her horror story made me feel a little better about mine. So, did that guy ever speak to you again? Her eyes twinkled, and she tried to hide a smile. Spill it, Mom! That guy never, ever spoke to you again, right? Actually, we speak all the time, she said smugly. No way! I sputtered. Really? Her phone buzzed, and she glanced at it. In fact, that's him texting me right now. I could not believe my mom was actually blushing. Okay, now I was dying of curiosity. I quickly leaned forward to sneak a peek at her phone and was a little shocked to see my dad's face. Dad? The prom guy was Dad? I shrieked. Why haven't you ever told me this story before? My mom grinned at me. Of course, it felt like a huge deal back then, Nikki. But now, it's just one more thing in life that didn't quite go as planned. What's a little vomit on our first date when we've been through two childbirths, plus opening a business and moving to a new city, all while raising two beautiful daughters? Hey, that prom dinner disaster was nothing when you live with a sweet, little princess sugar plum addicted hurricane in pigtails, like... Mom and I exchanged knowing glances as we both blurted out, Brianna! I started to giggle. Then Mom started to laugh. Soon, we were both snorting into our hot fudge sundae. That hot fudge sundae was delish. I have to admit, it was fun hanging out with my mom today. She's actually kind of cool. In spite of being a mom and wearing that very tacky outfit from her college days. Now this is the kind of quality girl time I could get used to.